Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Julio. So, Julio, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
All right, hello, Dan. First of all, thank you very much for the invitation, okay? My name is Julio Diaz, all right? I'm from Venezuela. I have been living in the U.S. since 2012, and nowadays I am basically an e-commerce logistics guy. Okay, I really like help e-commerce brands to handle their businesses. All right, I'm a fulfillment center for e-commerce brand. Right now, I'm handling over 350 different brands. Right, in a different niches such as clothing, such as toys, electronic cigarettes, like skincare, makeup, and many more. Right, that's basically what I'm doing since 2018. All right, my company name is iLogistics USA, and I'm based in Miami, Florida.
That's awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
All right. Actually, it's kind of funny because 5 years back, okay, and actually 6 years ago, I was like 22 years old and I got pregnant, being honest. So I didn't expect my baby at that age, but I guess that I am really, really grateful for that because it changed my mind. You know what I mean? Like, it started really, blowing out. Like, I have to do something, you know, I have to care about my little kids. So what I'm going to do? And I start doing, you know, many things. I'm immigrant, so I have to create something different. And I start doing like Uber. I start like cleaning kitchens. And I start like doing, you know, like as a waitress, many different type of jobs. But I'm the type of guy that I love to go over my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I really, hey, that's not for me. I don't like the type of boss guy. Hey, you have to do, I don't know. So God pulled me some guy to start working in a fulfillment center, actually. And I started doing something called Kidding an Ensemble. All right. But the owner of that brand that bring me to the warehouse, he bring me actually to that place because that fulfillment center, they didn't do that work. They didn't do Kidding an Ensemble in that place. So when I get into that place, I start looking around. It was nice because like people picking products and putting stuff, and it was cool. And I'm always in my logistics things back in my country, you know, like straightforward and this type of logistics. But that type of thing, I really got excited about that. And I started reaching out by myself, like, hey, what is this? What's the name? Like Pick and Pack and Cheap and, you know, like, working with Shopify, eBay, and all of that. And I just realized, like, I can offer that service, Kidding an Ensemble, to that guy that bring me to the warehouse, to the brand, because I didn't talk to the owner of the fulfillment, just to the owner brand. And I offered to him, like, hey, what about if you work with me and I'm going to be, you know, like, your logistics department? Like, but if you don't know anything, you know, I was just a man, like, just, you know, small guy, hey, how are you going to handle my thing? And say, I'm going to bring you to my warehouse. And he said, you don't have a warehouse. And I said, like, yeah, I do. So I start really like talking to people. And then I realized, all right, that one of my father's friends, he got a warehouse to a freight forward stop. And I went talking to him. Hey, can you just borrow me a little space of your warehouse? And okay, why not? What are you going to do? And I start planning to him. I actually planned my business plan. All right. And I show it to him. He goes like, oh, that's different of what I'm doing, but let's go. And I introduced that information to him, all right? So he said, like, okay, let's try it out. And he bring the inventory to my warehouse. It was small then. Like, really, it was like 500 square feet. It was really small. It was just one layer, right? One aisle. So I started doing the job because when I realized that the customer was huge, I said, like, I have to do what I have to do. So in 2018, I used to work 24/7, really 24/7. So because I had to put the pallets out of the warehouse to wrap it up. Because I couldn't do it in the warehouse. It was so many pallets, so many products. But I have to do it, right? I mean, I contract a couple of guys like by the day, like, hey, you want to work? You know, like just wrapping up pallets, help me out. And okay, since then, I just decide after a year, okay, like 2019, I decide to move to a new place. All right, let's go. And I moved to that place, like double up the space, like 8,000 square feet. All right, like for me, it was huge. Like, okay, we're doing good, you know. But unfortunately, that 20, life hit you hard, you know, like that client just decide to, hey, Julio, thank you very much, but I'm going to go by myself. What do you mean yourself? I'm going to do by my fulfillment by myself. Wow. And I went like this and woo, like this. But I'm so optimistic, you know, like, hey, I have to keep going. Hey, what am I going to do? That's when I start actually knowing about networking. You know, like I love to network, you know, like I'm love to going to connect with people. Okay, no talk, just connect with them. And then I start knowing brands and stuff, and I start offering the thing, like, go ahead. And the owner of, actually the landlord of that, the one, the place that I rent, they help me out with 3 months for free. I mean, later I have to pay it, but they give it for free. You know, like, hey, I like your vibe. You know, like, you're a good man. So try to do something and I'm going to help you out. All right. And I start doing networking and connecting with people. That's when I start, you know, like getting one brand, getting the other, and and then in 2020, I just move out for a new place. Right now, I'm actually the one that is behind me. It's a 20,000 square foot warehouse. I handle over 350 brands. And now, you know, like that's actually my work, you know, connect with brands and hey, I can help you, you know, like scale your business. I'm looking to actually have 3 warehouses around the US. I mean, that's my dream.
So where is your warehouse located?
We're based in Miami, Florida. Right now, that's the only one that I got.
So essentially how it works, an e-commerce brand will reach out to you, and then you're essentially storing their products, sort of like a 3PL. And then they're doing all the shipping, or do you select the carriers? Like, what does that process look like?
The process, Dan, is pretty simple, okay? Just to let you know, fulfillment services, okay, is based on 4 components. Actually, 5, right? The first component will be we receive the inventory of each client. Could be from India, China, Argentina. I have clients all over the world, right? People that want what? Sell their products in the US market, okay? So we receive their product, we storage their product, as you see behind me. Those holes are space where we put each product in order to pick it, all right? And then pack it and ship it to the final client. And then we do the order fulfillment for them. We work with an API system. We connect it with any marketplaces, all right, so as Shopify, eBay, Shopify Plus, Amazon, any marketplace. So what the customers focus on when they delegate action to a 3PL, they focus on sales, right? They focus on marketing. They create a strategy to get sales. So we do the rest for them, okay? And then the 4th component, it will be the shipping. The shipping part, we use our carriers. We have a preferential rate for them, right? We go, I mean, right now I'm shipping around like 1,500 orders per day, you know, I mean, between my whole client. So I get much better rates than a regular person that goes to UPS and give you, you know, my order, all right? And the last, not less important, but it's actually kind of, it is a return, okay? Logistics inverse, like we really receive the returns. If the return's okay, we put it back in the stock or they decide what to do with the return. So that's actually basically how fulfillment works.
So how much communication do you have with your clients? You know, you talk about returns, like, are you reaching out to them saying, hey, like, look at this, like, can I get your approval? Or is it more of they say, okay, like, Julio, here is, you know, the things that you should look for, and then you make that decision. Like, what does that look like for you?
Okay, actually, we try to talk really less. I mean, not that much, because we have everything automation. You know, like everything's through the system. So the client have a portal where where they can do anything. They can create returns. They can see their orders. They can see their inventory. They can, you know, like see if the store is connected or if something's going on. Okay. However, they talk to us on behalf of confirming arrival of the inventory or a container or box, or depend, you know, the side of the customer. They talk to us on behalf to understand a little bit more out of the system, okay? Because right now I'm actually creating videos so they really visually see how it works, because there is multiple things that they can do in the system that they don't know yet, all right? For example, many customers, they don't know that they can work with a FIFO, you know, like first in, first out. You can activate that system for them, and automatically when we receive the inventory, it's going to be at that way. So my warehouse team, they receive it and they automatically organize inventory as a FIFO, all right? So there is multiple stuff that's actually why the customer contact us. Most of them are really like electronic, like technological guys, and they don't ask anything because they really use the system. The system is huge, all right? So they can do many things, but everything is automation. Like, we don't talk that much with the client.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think, you know, what you're doing is an amazing service. To your point, an e-com store owner really wants to focus on marketing, on, you know, running the business, maybe hopping on a podcast, right? So What would you say is the biggest challenge that you're having in the business right now?
To my business, wow, I guess the biggest challenge that we're passing through right now is most of the places that I offer my services are like transferring everything, like much more technology, like robot. Okay. So I'm actually planning to move to a new warehouse pretty soon. All right. I guess in the end of the year or at least a half of the next year to a bigger one. All right. I'm looking for a 35,000 square feet warehouse. I'm actually planning to already do the lines because you have to have something around the warehouse, you know, like for the machines pass over and they do the pick and pack. So I'm already talking to some supplier in China to they really accommodate that because I cannot be out of the market. You know what I mean? Like I know that I can still doing, you know, like many there is a billion customer all over the world. You know, people is really doing on e-commerce. Okay. By during the pandemic, boom, I just exploded. You know, like that's why I decided to move to the new place. After pandemic, like people were going crazy all over the world. I wanted to be on the internet. So many people closed their, you know, like their retail and they moved into your internet. So that's why I cannot be out of the market. And I'm looking really forward for my future warehouse. It's gonna be a huge investment because it's a lot of money out of that. But I know that it's gonna be really more efficiency. Okay, being that I love the humans, but you know, like it's more efficiency. You're gonna save a lot of time. You're gonna save a lot of money actually, because even though it's gonna be an investment, but the pick and pack is gonna be faster. It's gonna be much organized. It's gonna be, you know, like wow, it's gonna be speed up our fulfillment. You know, like for always.
Awesome. So when it comes to the system, you mentioned obviously you're big in technology. So what is the role of artificial intelligence when it comes to your system, when it comes to the tech stack that you're using today?
Wow, Intel IA right now. I mean, our system is IA, you know, he does everything for us for real. Right now, Dan, being honest, we're not using that much. Okay. I mean, just in the system, that is actually basically everything that we offer to our clients because they're out of the country, most of them. I mean, I have got like a lot of clients from here, but most of them are from Italy. So, how they control everything through an inter like IA because they have to go through the system. But it actually doesn't do automatically. They have to do something manually. But in that moment, I use IA for many other things, such as my marketing, such as, you know, like videos or such as many other things. As you know, nowadays, IA, wow, it's getting crazy. I mean, it's so impressed how it grow, you know, like how you can make a video just typing words and they make a video just for you. I go like, wow, I'm really impressed out of that. I'm kind of old because I don't know how to use it that much. You know what I mean? Because I've got a daughter, 7 years old, the one that is older. She's a machine. She knows how to do many things. Like, not older. Why you do that? You know, like, I don't feel that old to you. Make me feel like that.
But if you look at AI, for example, even like people coming on your website, like a chatbot or tools like,
Exactly.
helping for storage space optimization or, tools that are helping with, finding the best carriers. Like, do you, like, if you look into some of these AI tools?
Yeah, no, actually, yes, I do. I forget about that. But yeah, we have a like IA bot, okay, that he replies. And actually, we have an IA bot that he finds leads to us. You know, we put a base of data and he started like sending emails and hey, like, wow, I forget about that. That's a marketing section. I don't do that much, but they are applying this for my business.
What about AI for like optimization, like storage space or, finding the best carriers? Like, do you think there's a use case for that or do you have softwares like that?
You mean carriers like them, like UPS and FedEx?
Yeah, like for example, like an AI tool that, for example, can look at the different carriers, find the best routes, find the best prices. Is that something that you think, like I don't know if that's out there. Like, you know what I mean? It's like there's so many use cases for AI, the possibilities.
Actually, I don't know if that exists, but if it exists, it's awesome. But I don't use that. I mean, I don't in my point of now, I don't use it. Okay, I just send an email to somebody and somebody, you know, like, hey, for example, the LTL, because we do LTL, I send an email and then, you know, like, but it will be really nice. And I'm actually not looking that forward for it's gonna exist. If it exists already, the lead generator automatically, you know, like, believe me, that one's gonna be worse. For example, the carriers, right, like UPS and them, they basically, I don't use IA because of them, because they already give me a price. So, you know, like, it doesn't change that often. They change like a 1.5% every year, so they don't
Right.
have to find that cheap thing. About the LTL, it may can work because there is a lot of carriers and a lot of different price.
Makes sense. Yeah, for sure. It's always good to find ways for cost optimization. So I would ask you, what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
All right. Don't give up. That's the main word that I, when I started my business like 5 years back, I mean, many people listen, oh, it was so, so nice, but it was hard. It was so hard. You know what I mean? Like, really, I had to do many sacrifices. You know, like, actually, I got divorced. I am a 30 years old man, but I got divorced because
right.
I put much time into my business and the girl, like, didn't stand that. You know, like, hey, no, I need more time or whatever. So when you pay the sacrifice of entrepreneurship, you know, like doing something different as the other, because you want to become something different, or you want to do something different, or you want to create better life for your, actually right now, for my family, you know, for my daughter. I have two daughters right now. So I have 1 year old, other 7 years old. So when you put something in your mind, okay, I really feel confident. Like when I see Elon Musk, he has a lot of family, but he's focused on, he know what he wants. You know what I mean? Like, he know where he's going. So that's the main thing. That's why I say don't give up, because sometimes then I cry, you know, like I really went like, oh, I can't stand it. And wow, what's going on with my life? And I stayed alone in my house, you know, like I couldn't even go out because, you know, like, you know, when your mind talking a lot and what to do, should I back to do Uber? Because Uber, you know, like make me a life easier because I make my flat money every month and that's it. Or I should keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And actually, I still pushing, you know what I mean? But more conscious, you know, like more active in my mind. Like, I know how to handle it more. But I said to everyone that actually or want to start a business or is already running a business, because I'm actually 5 years. That's nothing. I read like a couple of weeks, like a couple of days back, Disney, 100 years, you know. Think about them. When they start, it's a guy painting a mouth, talking, you know, like after 100 years, like, wow, that it makes a difference. You know what I mean? Amazon is going to do the same. Elon, you know, like Tesla or whatever, SpaceX, you know, like, so you have to have a really work on you. That is something that I didn't know at that time. You know, like I didn't put everything in my head. I just started going and going and going. I didn't get help. I didn't ask to somebody be my mentor or help me out, or I don't know, because of me, I don't know, because I didn't meet that person at that time. But right now, I really pushing a lot of money to get myself really, you know, like teach. You know, I'm a teachable guy. So I really pay a lot of them going to, you know, Tony Robbins, you know, John Dispenza, and all of those guys, like, wow. So sometimes when you're just going down on your emotions, because, you know, everybody drives their life by emotion, right? So when you control your emotions, you can be successful on anything that you make. You know, like, hey, I want to do fulfillment. I want to do trading. I want to do anything. But you have to control your emotions. And sometimes the emotion just hit you hard, you know? But you have to know how to handle it. And then, hey, and then I go back, like, do I, you know, like, back to doing Uber without any offense, okay? I love Uber. I use Uber every single day, I guess, or most of them. But you know what I mean? Like, create something different. But you have to really play hard and work harder. But you have to control your emotion. Everything, in my opinion, okay? Everything under emotions. When you control it, you win the game, for real.
No, 100%. I always say it's like, there's no such thing as failed entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs that just give up, you know? And the fact that you didn't give up, you know, shows a lot about your character. I think it's an amazing thing. I think that most people would always go for the easy route, but you decided to, you know, really push through and hustle. And that's really amazing. So if we're going to have this conversation again and 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your company?
Okay, actually, Dan, pretty good. Because actually this year, looking into numbers, okay, we're not doubling it, but not making the double one, but we, you know, like past this, actually, I made a real goal, you know, I put it, you know, like, hey, what is my future in here? And we already passed it, okay? And looking, as I mentioned before, for next year, I'm moving to a new place, okay? I'm actually kind of doubling up, okay, the space, because I believe in myself. I actually, one of the sales manager of my company, okay? I love to handle my sales department, and I really love being with them. I teach them actually how I do it myself, because when you connect then with people, right? You connect. It's not just talking and be a salesman, you know, like sales representative. Hey, I'm calling. Nowadays, the world changed, as everybody know, okay? The world is so different as 5 years back, right? So you have to adjust your speech or your life or your any for now, Once again, about artificial intelligence, like many things going on. So looking into the future, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, keep growing. And I'm actually looking for an investor. Anybody see that I want to invest in my company? Welcome. So because I really want to double up of a space, and I know I can show a business plan for that. I have numbers, I have everything. Because do you get more impressed? Okay, because I'm Venezuelan. In my country, we don't use credit. We don't use money for the bank. We just pay everything and that's it. In here, I grow my business with my mind as a Venezuelan guy, you know, like with my own money, using my cash flow, using, you know, like paying my money. But I stay like tight because I could, you know, like be more free if I start working with credit. And actually this weekend I went to an event to learn how it works, like really to understand how it like a business credit works, because I didn't know that much, being honest. I mean, I read a lot of things, but I didn't read about that. So I start looking for that and say, wow, I have many possibilities to triple up my business with the bank of with the money of the bank. You know what I mean? So because I know what I'm doing, and I know that type of business that I'm doing, that thanks God that I got the right one, because I think it's really growing a lot because of that partner right here, Amazon. All right. Amazon grows, all e-commerce is going to be growing. Okay. People want to sell on internet. So the future of my logistics, no more than 5 more years, I'm going to be in New Jersey or around to the East Coast and California. All right. Like the West Coast. I have to have three warehouses.
What about Texas? I'm in Texas.
That's a point. Many people want to, hey, Julio, why you don't go to Texas? But in Florida, you know what I mean? Like it's going to be like just moving a little bit up. You know what I mean? That's why I really want to do the
Well, don't
triangle.
forget about us. That's all I'm saying.
No, maybe. No, no, no. Maybe in the future, actually, because actually my plan is to sell my business later on. Okay. Maybe I move to Texas and then have in Texas, New Jersey, and California. That's actually
Okay,
what
good. Okay,
that's
good.
closer. You know, South Florida is a really south, and I really south. I'm in the South Florida. So in the future, I'm pretty sure those three, like a triangle, as I said, boom. And I know many of my active clients asking me, hey, Julio, why are you moving? Can you imagine if they're asking me, they're not going anywhere. They're waiting for me. That's it. They're
Exactly.
waiting just, but it's not that easy. As I explained today, I'm going,
For
but
sure.
give me a sec.
For sure. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website, social media handles, or just best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah. Absolutely, Dan. Okay, my website, my company website, okay, is www.i, okay, letter I, logisticsusa.com. All right, Instagram and all social media for my company is the same at ilogisticsusa.com. And my personal social media, okay, because I'm kind of 3PL entrepreneur, I'm Julio Diaz 3PL, number 3PL. All right. You can find me anywhere like Facebook, LinkedIn, like with that name. And actually, I talk about 3PL the whole day, about the benefits, about why people choose working with a 3PL and not in their houses, and many information. It's not in English, but right now I'm working to start talking in English because I'm, you know, like I have a lot of clients that they text me by Instagram, and, hey, why the CEO doesn't speak English? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm going to start doing both sides, like for English and speaking Spanish. So, yes, you can find me that way.
Well, yeah, I mean your English is great, so you definitely, it's good because I want to be able to understand what you're writing. So
I know it's not the best, but I guess, I
it's
mean,
good.
people
It's good. It's good. It's very good.
understand. You know what I think? I speak so fast. In Spanish, I speak so fast. And when I'm talking English, I get this spray, like, and I want to speak so fast. But I have to just calm down, relax.
Exactly. Awesome.
All right.
Well, I want to say, Julio, thank you so much for your time today. I'm rooting for you. Hopefully, we can chat again in 1 year from now as your company keeps growing.
Absolutely. We're gonna back in here. Thank you,
Sounds
Dan.
great.
Much
Thanks. All right.
appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye bye.